CNN Radio. I'm Paul Chambers. Libya says Muammar Gaddafi's 29-year-old son and three grandchildren were killed by a NATO airstrike. CNN's Reza Saya says many Libyans don't believe it.
Colonel Gaddafi and his regime have so very little credibility here in opposition-held Benghazi that some people simply don't believe the news. They say they want to see verification, some sort of hard evidence, perhaps a picture of Saif al-Arab Gaddafi's remains to believe it. One senior opposition official told us that this is another attempt, a desperate attempt by Colonel Gaddafi and his regime to win sympathy.
Western embassies in Tripoli are being vandalized today following the news. A mandatory evacuation was issued Saturday for a town in southwestern Illinois. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is considering blowing a hole in a levee holding back the rain-swollen Mississippi River that would flood rural farm communities to save Cairo, Illinois. More rain is predicted this weekend. Another delay for Space Shuttle Endeavour. NASA announced this morning that Monday's launch attempt has been scrubbed. The agency says the orbiter won't be launched until week's end at the earliest. Sony promises to have its PlayStation Network up and running again this week, but it could take until the end of the month for a full reboot after hackers broke into the net and stole the personal information of millions of gamers. President Obama poked fun at himself and others at last night's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Just the other day, Matt Damon, I love Matt Damon. Love the guy. Matt Damon said he was disappointed in my performance. Well, Matt, I just saw the Adjustment Bureau, so right back at you, buddy.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on 1 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plan on bigger plants, brighter colors, and enough savings for a few extra ingredients in your summer salads. We're lowering the cost of breaking new ground with Miracle-Gro garden soil. Buy one, get one free. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 1st while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
McCall from Rochester writes, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is saving people money on their favorite hobbies. I quite enjoy connecting people who'd like to save money insuring their RVs, motorcycles, and ATVs through Geico.
That counts as a hobby? I thought that was your job.
Well, as the saying goes, love what you do and you won't work a day in your life.
Wow. If you're not working, that sure leaves a lot more time for camping and motorcycle riding.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Ooh, the
Ooh, started up. That's right.
Like that.
All right, so welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're back live. Thank goodness. I missed you, my millions of audience people.
You just missed the mic.
I missed the mic, too. I sleep with one. I snuggle with one. So I got a little bit of news. Our TV show is back on starting this Friday at 8:30. Primetime, baby. We're on NBC4's Washington Nonstop Cable Channel. The show will air again on Saturdays at 11. You're going to have to check your cable system listing because depending on the system, we're on a different channel. But we've got a great show. We got great sponsors. Modus Hospitality and Neighborhood Restaurant Group and Charles Schwartz Fine Jewelers have signed on to support the show. And others will, I hope. Greg, you'll never get out of here alive. You think you're leaving here without advertising? You're out of your mind.
Okay.
So Nick and I, just very briefly, we just got back. We were in Chicago last weekend. We went to Oprah. and got...
Yeah, but more importantly, forget Oprah. What we did was we ate around the city, and we
That's more important?
That's way more important. Right. We had delicious meals. We were able to get to the Publican, which was incredible.
That was cool. It was sort of their version of Birch and Barley.
Well, it was different, but they had a nice beer program. And their chef is going to be on our show in a couple of weeks. And we also got to go to the Purple Pig.
Which was
terrific.
Awesome.
It was. It's everything you read about. It was really wonderful. So if you get out to Chicago, definitely hit the Purple Pig, Publican. Oh, and we also hit cocktails at the Super Swank Violet Hour. It was a really cool speakeasy.
Super Swank.
It was a great speakeasy.
That's right. They almost threw me out because I wasn't swank enough.
No, they really didn't want to let him in.
Nikki got in.
I got in.
All right, so why don't we talk about this week's show?
That would be great.
Enough about us. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
First up is going to be Mike Brannon of Rosetta Beef.
Where's the beef?
No.
Where is the beef?
Thanks, Andy.
Mike works with Black Angus farmers in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia to raise very high-quality grass-fed all-natural beef. And he and Mel Gold, PR person extraordinaire, are in to talk about the U.S. Beef Checkoff Program. Want to know what that is? You got to stay tuned to find out.
Now, I'm sure most of you out there have heard about modernist cuisine. It's been covered by everybody from Stephen Colbert to the New York Times, every publication, food, business, whatever, has talked about it.
It's the biggest cookbook ever.
It's amazing. It's over 2,400 pages. It weighs 40 pounds. Six volumes. It costs over $400. We are still going to talk about it today. We have more information on it. Chef Chris Young is going to be talking with us all about the book on the phone. He's going to be talking about the changes that they had to make because they are reprinting it. They sold out.
I want to find out. They did this, but it's he's a chef. He worked with Nathan Myhrvold, who's the former chief technical officer at Microsoft. So how did that guy...
Head
Get
up with this
cooking.
Guy. Well, anyway, it's an incredible, incredible book. It will be on every chef's bookshelf, no doubt, and a lot of home cooks as well.
So perhaps even yours.
Maybe, if we can afford it. But either way, we're looking forward to speaking with him later. And we also have the Kennedy Center's rooftop terrace, John Coco, in with us. They are doing a tremendous event on May 11th called the Virginia Marketplace. He's pouring us some Bloody Marys, and we're going to be talking all about that in just a bit.
And I guess another one of our versions of Alec Baldwin is
right.
in here. Greg Nivens, who is a repeat guest. He's with the Trigger. I guess you're the CEO of the Trigger Agency. They do food and wine festivals all over the area. And, in fact, you guys have the Great Grapes Festival today in Reston. But he's in to talk about the upcoming National Harbor International Food and Wine Festival that starts on May 15th. And he's also pouring tastes of things that we're going to be trying out there. And I just got handed a beautiful glass of white wine.
Right.
Oh, you
yes.
know,
red
I'm a teetotaler, but I guess I'll have some, too.
Well, he's putting out lots of wine, red and white.
I don't know, I already shot down the white. So.
Okay.
All right, so, Greg, let's start with you. You know, you've got another, I mean, the National Harbor Food and Wine Festival, I'm not one to wax too eloquent about these things, but that's a ton of fun as we bring the
show.
Kids.
It's been going. This is, I think, its fourth year. We've taken the operation over for it, and it's we're very excited about it. We have over 200 wines that will be there. Beer. We've expanded into whiskeys, scotch, and we have a whole rum beach that will be there for everyone.
So, is this a subtle way of saying if you get cranked, there you can get a hotel room at the Gaylord?
Exactly.
You can definitely do that. We've also expanded into some dinners. We have some wonderful dinners at Bond 45, at the Gaylord, at Old Hickory.
So, what are the dates of the event?
The actual event are the 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And it will be from noon to 6. Noon to 1 is VIP only. 1 to 6 is for general admission.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have lots of tastings that take place both at Foster's Clam Bake. Bond 45 has some cheese pairings with some Piedmont Italian wines.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a dinner at Bond 45 on Saturday. And to kick it all off, Old Hickory at Gaylord is doing a wonderful vintner dinner that will be on Friday night. So it's actually spreading through the whole weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Those sound like good.
So if you
parties.
Haven't, I mean, if you're one of the five people in the area that hasn't been to National Harbor yet, it is literally like a city on a hill. It's like
it
a small
Oz.
City state, really.
It's like Oz.
And it's a blast. So be sure to mark your calendar for that thing.
Well, tell us quickly first what wine you've poured.
Well, a lot of times, the beauty of this show is it's all international wine. So we bring in wines from California, France, everywhere. And so it's not going to be like your typical wine festival. We'll be pouring Barbaresco, which you have here. You have a nice 2006 there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alexander Valley Chardonnay for you with the white. And then I'll pass around some Leffe, and the folks from Stella and Leffe and Hoegaarden will be doing their wonderful beer pours that they do with their special glasses.
Now, is it Hoegaarden or Hoegaarden?
Hoegaarden.
That's right.
When we come back, you
have to have a cold to say it.
When we come back to you in a bit, before you start pouring those beers, we'll talk about the beer gardens and the different sort of stations that you'll have throughout the festival. Okay, so you want to get into it?
Yeah, well, Mike Brandon is sitting right next to me from Rosetta Beef, and Mike...
Hey, where's the beef?
Yeah, when people say, where's the beef, I guess you are the one guy in the country with the answer. We know where to find the good stuff because we buy your beef at Chevy Chase Market.
Well, we buy your burgers at Chevy Chase Market.
Awesome burgers.
Our farm is in Moncton, Maryland, in northern Baltimore County. We're available down here. Chevy Chase, as you said, Grosvenor Market keeps it. Roots Market carries our beef. It's we're a small brand in a few family-owned grocery stores.
Now, you don't have what I would call a Maryland accent, so where are you from originally, just out of curiosity?
I grew up in the Midwest in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I went out and ran a ranch out in northern Arkansas.
That's where it comes from. There's a little south in there.
Yep.
Well, tell us a little bit about your farm, like sort of how it came to be and the kind of product you have there.
Well, our farm, Rosetta, is named after the couple that owns the farm, mm-hmm. Rosemary and Edward Anthony Burchell. They just put their names together to come up with Rosetta. We have 300 acres where we raise most of the genetics, we raise the genetics for our product.
Mm-hmm.
And then we partner with other family farms. They take our genetics, raise the beef to our specifications, and mm-hmm. then it's harvested here in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and it goes out from there to the various family-owned restaurants.
Well, talk genetics. What do you mean?
Genetics, do you mean cows?
Yes, cows. The Rosetta farm.
So, honey, I'm going to go out to the barn and milk a genetic today.
Right.
We raise purebred Black Angus cattle.
Okay.
And the focus of our breeding program is not how fast the calf grows or how big it gets, but the focus of our breeding program is the eating experience at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they've mapped the bovine genome, there's three different marbling genes we look for. There's three different tenderness genes we look for. We have 100 mama cows on our farm.
Okay.
If you take our 100 cows and rank them in the United States against the other Black Angus cows, they would all fit in the top 5% for the eatability of their offspring, the characteristics that make for a good steak.
It's so scientific.
Wait, I have to ask a question. Yeah. If somebody can map the bovine genome, why can't they cure male pattern baldness for crying
out loud?
I'm sitting here with the light bouncing off the top of my head, and they know every little genetic twitch and turn of a cow.
Well, let me ask you a question. So in this sort of climate of grass-fed, pasture-raised, that's something you guys have been doing all along, or is that, do you evolve as the needs evolve? How do you work it?
Well, we've always focused on the eating experience mm-hmm. of the steak, and things like when people would use the hormonal implants, those make for a tougher steak at mm-hmm. the end. So we started by focusing on a great steak. And a lot of the other things just sort of went along with the story.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot, everything that we do is focused on the eating experience. The things that we don't do as well. But that all came about. In other words, we don't use hormones because the hormone growth enhancers give you a tougher steak.
Okay, because it doesn't taste... So for you, it's that it doesn't taste good,
right.
And that's why you were doing it from the get-go.
Right, that's our motivation is to try to provide a consistently good eating experience for our consumer.
Okay, let's talk about dry aging.
Okay,
so what is that?
That's kind of the old-fashioned way. I mean, if you look at the Rosetta beef, mm-hmm. it's pretty much how my grandfather used to raise beef in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown up hearing people talking about letting a beef hang. When my grandfather.
That's not exactly how I've heard it, but go ahead.
Well, they used to.
I usually say that about my enemies.
They would slaughter the animal on the farm and hang it in the top of the barn mm-hmm. and lower it down and essentially eat off of it all winter. Dry aging is something that used to be done everywhere, and now it's only pretty much done by higher-end restaurants where they'll buy in primals. They'll age just the primal, whereas the Rosetta program, we age the entire beef. I mean, we talked about how good our burgers are.
So when you say primal, just for people who aren't up on beef jargon, you mean cuts. So when you go to like a Whole Foods, you see there are some pieces are being aged.
It would be the big New York strip that the little New York strip steaks are cut out of. That's
but
a
you do the whole.
We do the whole side of beef.
So how long do you age it for?
14 to 21 days. Mm-hmm. We use that extra 7 days of fluctuation to help us manage our inventory.
But, neat. Because, I'm hungry for steak. Yeah. I want a steak.
Because we've aged the entire beef, mm-hmm. even the ground beef has an aged steak flavor. And what they're also discovering now mm-hmm. is there's as many negative things that come from wet aging, which is the common way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Enough negative aspects that come about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're avoiding the bad things that come with wet aging, and we're adding the enhancements that come through dry aging.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch subjects. We're saying we got about a minute and a half before we have to take a break. You're out at the National Harbor International Food and Wine Festival as well. It's your day, Greg. So tell us what you're doing out there. You're involved with the beef checkoff. Just give us kind of a 90-second 411 on that.
And then when we come back from the commercial break, we'll talk a little more about it.
Well, the Beef Council has invited Rosetta to participate with them, and we're going to be cooking some of the briskets and some flank steaks and demonstrating how to use rubs. Chef Zeno with the Beef Council is going to be there and talking about on Sunday, I believe, going to be talking about some different cooking techniques and this kind of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some great beef samples to try,
mm-hmm.
and you can stop by and visit with us and learn a lot of great things about beef.
Excellent. All right, well, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the spice rub competition because it has been extended, mm-hmm. so people can still get in on it. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to talk all about beef when we get back.
For a fine cause it gets a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, a big old steer.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-0351 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-0351. 1-800-500-0351. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
I'm Dr. Linda Van Eldick, a biomedical scientist supported by the American Health Assistance Foundation. I conduct research aimed at discovering new and effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease. This is critical because more than 1,000 Americans develop Alzheimer's every day. At our website, you can learn how to live with or care for someone with the disease. Call 1-800-437-2423 or go to ahaf.org for a free brochure on understanding Alzheimer's disease.
Eat steak. All right, you're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we've got Mike Brannon of Rosetta Beef in with us, and we're talking about the International Food and Wine Festival that's coming up at National Harbor, and it's a monster. I mean, there are thousands of people there, and you're going to be cooking and sampling out there.
That's right. We're going to cook all kinds of brisket and just giving away hundreds of pounds of good beef.
Awesome. I'll be there.
I want to talk about the spice competition. So there's a spice rub competition. Mel, you can speak to this a little bit. Tell us about it, because it has been extended so people can participate.
Yes. It's open to professional chefs.
What is it? Let's get the 411.
It's called the Spice My Steak Contest. It's sponsored and funded by the Beef Checkoff, which is the national promotion of the consumption of beef. And right. We're talking about grilling and just spicing up steak this year. You can do pretty much anything with steak.
So what do people need to submit? What do they need to do?
Chefs, any professional cook and instructors, cookbook authors, anybody.
Amateurs? Are we taking amateurs?
No, we're not taking amateurs.
No,
sorry,
amateurs.
Okay. But this year we are choosing the best top three or four recipes. Chefs are going to be able to display or do a demo for an hour in the booth at the Beef Checkoff at the National Harbor Food and Wine Festival. And basically, they just need to give us an original, non-published recipe for a spice rub or a marinade to go on flank steak, which will be a Rosetta Beef flank steak. We'll provide the flank steak and some of the spices, and they'll come out and they'll cook. The finalists will come out and cook. And then everybody who comes to the National Harbor Food and Wine Festival on Sunday will be given a ballot for each one, and they get to rank them on a scale of 1 to 5. And then at the end of the day,
they are the judges,
just the public.
The public is judging.
Yep. And then,
you know,
Nikki,
judge.
And
Nikki's
the prizes are a wonderful spice mill trophy and a Rosetta Beef gift certificate.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Love that. Well, what?
I know you're pushing to be a judge.
I don't need to be a judge. I'm emceeing before. What do I need to judge for?
Come on out. You guys can.
I know.
Put your
voice
there on Saturday. You're good at judging. So.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike, for coming down. We'll see you at National Harbor. Greg, let's get back to you and talk about, you've got a whiskey bourbon experience with Jim Beam
going beer first.
You're going beer first?
So tell us about the beer garden.
Well, I got this for you. This is a wonderful Leffe Blonde.
Thank you.
I know it's
Blonde
natural.
Curls.
It's wonderful. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
How many shows in the world get to sit and just eat and drink for an hour?
I think some do.
Leffe Stella. One of the things that you will definitely see this year that will be different in the past is there's definitely a little bit more alcohol than there has been.
Okay.
And
do you think that brings in more people?
It's more of a mix of what we like. We like it my whole staff is just like you, Nikki. We are food and alcohol beast. We go everywhere, try it all, want to taste it all. And you may just get a little taste of something, but we want you to be able to do it. But there'll be 30 beers there.
Wow.
Just by themselves. And then on the top of that list will be the Stella folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Leffe, and they have a very special serving process that they do where they have their glasses. Very specialized glasses, and all of their national and international specialists are coming into the show. We'll pour your beer for you.
They'll scrape the top off.
Scrape the top off.
Like the ad.
Just like the ad. Yeah, it's really fantastic.
How much fun.
So that's what's happening in the beer world. We have the Bourbon Experience, which is sponsored by the Jim Beam Brands folks, and they will have we will have whiskey, bourbon. They will have mixologists in there mixing up different drinks for you. There are, I think, 6 different tables of different bourbons and whiskeys that you'll be able to taste at the event. So,
all right. Well, we're going to talk to our guest on the phone, but when we get back, we'll talk more about some whiskeys and bourbons that'll be at the Harbor's Food and Wine Festival.
So, Chef Chris Young, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Chef. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us. The cookbook has created such an amazing ripple effect in the food world. I mean, not just due to the length and the weight and the depth of what you have in there, but you went so far to visually portray the dishes. So let's just start at the very beginning. How did the concept of this book originate?
Well, really, the idea for the book started with a need that my co-author Nathan felt wasn't really being met by any book out there. There was a technique known as sous vide cooking. It was popular in high-end restaurants, but there was really very little good information about how to do it well, how to do it safely, and more importantly, how can you do it in sometimes without expensive equipment? How can it be applicable for people other than restaurant chefs? So It started out as a book about sous vide cooking, but as we sat down to outline it, we kind of went, you know, there's a lot to say about traditional cooking, about other techniques being pioneered in leading restaurants, and really just to explain the story of cooking in a way that had never been told before. We really wanted to look at the science and technology aspect and how that applies both to professional chefs and home cooks.
Well, because I think a lot of people initially thought that the book would just be like an encyclopedia on molecular gastronomy, but you're going much further than that.
No, in fact, that's a very small part of what this book is. Certainly, we cover techniques that often are referred to as molecular gastronomy, but we cover everything from grilling to barbecue, because both Nathan and I are deeply passionate about barbecue, so we kind of went overboard there. But also going back to those fundamental ingredients of cooking, heat and water. I mean, most people don't think of it this way, but food is nothing but water with a bunch of impurities. So understanding how that impacts you in the kitchen is really profoundly important to being able to get the best results out of your cooking.
You know, that's how I would describe the meal we had at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago, was water with a bunch of impurities. So I love that.
That is so not true. He's so full of it.
I am full of it, but not about that. So, Chef, let me ask you this. Nathan Myhrvold, am I pronouncing his last name correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Nathan is the former chief technical officer at Microsoft, so I have to ask, how did you connect with him?
Nathan, while I was running the experimental kitchen at the Fat Duck in London, a three-star restaurant outside of London, Nathan was a guest, and I ran our experimental kitchens. He had asked for a tour, and prior to becoming a chef, I'd been a scientist. I'd been in Seattle for a number of years, and so I considered that home, I suppose. And so Nathan said, "Hey, when you're back in Seattle, why don't you come out and hang out in my kitchen, and we'll do some experiments and have fun." So we sort of struck up a friendship over our passion for cooking and for really understanding new ways to do things. And really, a lot of it was actually for our passion for barbecue. We used to share a lot of ideas for new ways to do traditional barbecue.
So did you get to hang out with Bill Gates and make chicken wings for him or anything like that?
No? I have had the opportunity to cook for Mr. Gates.
Does he miss me? Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, you know, so you've mentioned barbecue a couple of times, and since grilling season is coming up, I mean, do you really think in your book that there is something for the home cook to use, to look at with grilling?
I think we have a tremendous amount for the grilling enthusiast in our book. I think it's entirely, I mean, there's simple things like if you want to make your grill surface more even, so you have fewer hot and cold spots across the surface of the grill, things like lining the sides of your grill with shiny aluminum foil to sort of reflect the radiant heat around, it makes a massive difference to how well your grill performs. Other techniques like how to manage the heat of the grill or how to get the best flavor smoke if you're smoking food and how to not have it taste really acrid and bitter from a poorly managed smoking fire. So I think there's a tremendous amount that people who love barbecue will find in this book.
So you said, I thought I read somewhere that it said not to wet the chips. Is that correct? Because that's what everybody tells you to do, right?
Yeah, but it turns out that if you add water to the wood, most of what you think you're seeing as smoke is in fact not smoke. It's fog. True smoke is actually, you can talk to Texas pitmasters about this, true smoke is actually the invisible part you can't see. So by adding a lot of water to your chips, you're seeing what you think is a lot of smoke, but mostly, because of the water, that smoke now contains things like formic acid, which is the sting of an ant bite, or acetic acid, which
that
is
that sounds so tasty.
So why aren't we just burning ants?
So it's a bit of a heresy, but I would say leaving the water off your chips will give you a much, much better smoked flavor.
All right, I'm going to take you back to modernist cuisine, the process or the project, because you know, a 6-volume 2,500-page piece is quite an undertaking. Tell us a little bit about the creative process that, you know, because I'm betting that what you started out with conceptually is not what you ended up with because things change.
Yeah, I think we had no adult supervision, so that's kind of why you get a...
No, you're not going to get that here, pal.
Well, that's I prefer it that way. You're right that ultimately our vision for the book was quite a bit smaller. But the problem is over time we built up a fantastic team. My co-author Max came with me from the Fat Duck. We have a number of talented chefs on our team, and they all brought really fantastic ideas. And And we finished a big map of showing the different regional styles of barbecue. And then one of our cooks is from India, and she goes, "Oh, well, we could do the same thing for curries." Mm. And of course, we said, "No, Ange, no, we don't have time. We've got to finish the book."
Yeah, we only have 6 volumes and 2,500 pages.
Yeah, well, this is why we have 6 volumes, is we're lousy at saying no, and we didn't have the traditional sort of publishing limitations of a publisher coming in saying, "That's enough. We can't bind more than 300 pages. You're taking too long. You've got to print what you've got." We kind of kept going a lot longer anyway, and so the result is, yes, we ended up with 6 volumes, but I think that's what makes it so fascinating and interesting, is just how comprehensive and how many interesting and unusual things are packed in those pages.
Well, let's talk about the photography in those pages, because the pictures are outrageous. I mean, there is a picture of broccoli under boiling water. How did you... Yeah. And it's cut... The pot is just cut in half. I mean,
We got
sound effects in our studio.
We spent all morning looking for a buzzsaw sound effect.
I didn't, but clearly the people who are unsupervised here did.
Yes, the young kids.
So how did you guys do that, and how many pots and pans did you have to cut in half to make it look right?
Well, we cut about half the kitchen in half. We have two halves of one of the greatest kitchens on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a machine shop at our facility, so we did use a water jet in that case to cut the pot in half. And
well, are you like Moses? How did you keep the water parted like that and take the shot?
Well, the water was added later. One half of the pot had a piece of Pyrex glass glued onto it, and the water was put behind it and photographed. And then the other half had pieces of broccoli that were blanched and cut in half and held together with toothpicks, and we composited the photos together. And then it's a lot like a guy flying in a movie. Everyone knows he's on a wire, but it's been digitally removed.
Right.
We went and digitally removed those toothpicks.
Wait, you're saying they're not flying?
So it's magic. So it looks like magic.
It's a bit of photographic magic, but everything really did get cooked and everything really did get cut in half.
Very cool. All right, Chris, we have to take a quick break, but do you mind staying on the phone so we can ask you a couple more questions?
Sure.
Excellent. All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to talk more modernist cuisine in just a sec.
The Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure is coming to D.C. Saturday, June 4th, and together we can make an impact. Whether it's just you and a friend or your whole neighborhood, start or join a team today. $28 million has already been raised and invested in local breast cancer programs in our community alone. But there's more to be done. Be a part of the global community, united against breast cancer. Register today at globalraceforthecure.org or visit WTOP.com, search CURE.
Don't miss the first annual Backgammon Beating Cancer Tourney, Saturday, February 26th, to benefit the wellness community, providers of free programs of emotional support, education, and hope for people with cancer and their loved ones. Beginners to experts are welcome. For more information, call David Ogden at 301-717-7166. For more information about the wellness community of Greater Washington, call 301-493-5002. All programs at the wellness community are provided free of charge.
Why should you take krill oil and omega-3 fish oil? Well, if you are concerned about any of the following, you should absolutely be taking both. And if you qualify, we'll even give you a risk-free trial of a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil combined with the super antioxidant power of krill. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your joint health? What about your memory and focus? Are you concerned about your heart health? Well, if you want to increase your joint comfort by 28% in just 7 days and promote memory, focus, and heart health, we're going to give you a free bottle of Krill Omega-3 Fish Oil. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-900-6118. We guarantee once you try Krill Omega-3, you won't believe the difference. That's why we're going to send you a free bottle just for calling. Call now for your free bottle and start easing sore joints today. Call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Now, is this because we're talking modernist cuisine?
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
You know, you ain't no Fred Norris, that's for sure. Chef, are you still with us?
I am.
Hi, folks. We're back with Foodie and the Beast, David, Nikki Nellis, and Chef Chris Young, who is one of the co-authors of the biggest and coolest cookbook ever made in the history of mankind, called Modernist Cuisine. You know, I guess we have tons of questions. The one thing, you know, Nikki's the foodie in our little duo here, and I'm not. And, you know, there's no question that this is going to become a new staple in every cooking school everywhere. But I've looked through it, and I did see some recipes that an idiot like me could actually manage. But it's pretty complex. I mean, did you consider whether or not it would be for novices up to real cooks? Or is this just sort
Did you have a target audience?
Is it kind of my tough luck? Is it sort of grad school for me when it comes to this book?
I mean, I suppose we didn't do any marketing studies. This wasn't driven by a bunch of focus groups. This was really the passion that Nathan and myself and our team, Max, and the rest of the guys in our kitchen, we kind of wanted to have the book that we always wish existed. And we sort of took a no-holds-barred approach of we cover, you know, how to braise or how to grill a steak, but we also cover how to use a freeze dryer, how to use high-speed centrifuges, which in
high
Italy,
speed
not
what?
Everybody has.
Isn't that the thing
can
they
you
use?
Say
on,
that, he no, said no. it again.
They use those on CSI, right?
Right, they do. And so we had a policy of not dumbing things down. And while 80% or so of the recipes are probably doable in any home kitchen without a lot of special equipment, 20% of them, they're out of the reach for most people. I personally think it's kind of interesting to know how this stuff works and how people use it, and I think that's kind of cool. So, sure, there's some people that say, oh, well, it's not practical. You need a freeze dryer. It's okay if you can't do that recipe. I still think it's a cool thing to know how those strawberries in my cereal are freeze-dried. I personally find that interesting, and I guess I hope there's a few other people who are a little bit passionate and crazy about food that would also find it interesting.
Well, I think given the fact that the first 6,000 copies sold out and now you are reprinting 25,000 more, I think you have an answer to that. Clearly people want this book. Now, you guys just had to put out sort of an addendum of corrections?
Yeah. You know, even though every single author on this project read this book during the editing stage four separate times, mm-hmm. we still had some mistakes creep in. It is over a million words once you include all the writing and the recipes and captions. And most of the errors that were caught were, you know, grammatical things. A comma was in the wrong place. The wrong tense was used. Okay, these things happen. A few were mistakes that were made in the recipes, and so we have those are all fixed in the second printing. But we did have to put the errata list up on our website.
Was that were you just like, oh my God, seriously? I mean, when people started like coming to you saying, oh, this is wrong or that is wrong. I mean, after all your work.
It's nice to get that feedback, actually. And a lot of things, people have suggested even better ways to do things that we didn't think of. And that's what we really love about this is we're really trying to engage with the broader culinary community. And we like to, you know, we like to have our mistakes pointed out or told that there might be a new and better way to do something. That's completely okay. I think that's what makes this interesting.
Well, I want you to know that now I'm glad to hear you fess up, because one of the reasons that I found most of the recipes impossible for me was because some commas were missing.
Right. He's a real grammar
How dare
freak.
You, sir?
He's a grammar freak.
Yeah, I'm a grammar freak. So I've got a question, because in all those pages, I'm going to bet that you busted some long-standing cooking myths. Was there anything in there that you've got where everybody will go? Well, like the wood chips.
Well, the wood chips is a great example.
But I mean, anything else?
There's a couple that when we tell this to chef friends of ours, they jump up and down, not believing us. But when we do the experiments with them, they still don't believe it. But they weren't right. A great one is that classic technique of confit for like duck confit.
Right.
And everyone believes that really cooking your duck in giant vats of fat, have it just in a swimming pool of fat, is really some, you know, absolutely magical and essential. And we kind of said, well, you know, as scientists, we went, well, how does the fat actually get into the food? Water and fat don't mix, and this goes back to food is mostly water. So we did an experiment where we cooked the duck without any fat. For hours at a really low temperature, and then before serving it, we basically brushed it with a bunch of duck fat, and then we did a traditional version. We served them side by side, and we asked a bunch of chefs, including ourselves, to tell us which one was which, and they would have been better off flipping a coin to get it right.
Because they just couldn't tell.
They couldn't tell. It's all surface effect. And so all you need, instead of having to go get these paint-sized buckets of fat to make this traditional dish, you can just brush it with a little oil.
I know, but the buckets sound sexier. They just do.
No, it sounds nauseating.
It does,
I'm sorry.
Bacon fat. Right. What do you do with all that fat in your house?
You give it to your husband and hope that he'll die sooner as opposed to later, right?
That's my plan. That's what I'm working on.
That's right.
Oh, well, that was another one. We dispel a lot of myths about whether fat is really unhealthy for you. And it turns out, go ahead and eat the fat.
You go, boy.
Right. Well, just to pull from the Atkins diet, I mean, that's a full-fat diet. It's more the carbs are unhealthy than the fat is unhealthy.
Well, everyone claims about how omega-3 and omega-6 acids are very healthy for you, and there is some evidence that. But it turns out if olive oil is good for you for that reason, then bacon is just as good for you. So
hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yay, everybody in the studio is applauding.
Wait, Chris, I think you're gonna have to move off of cookbooks and start a new religion. That's what I think. I'll follow you anywhere.
How bad can it be if we're telling you bacon is okay?
Guru Chris, I like it. All right, so listen, Chris, unfortunately, we got to wrap up. I wish we could do an hour of this. Oh. Tell everybody where they're going to be able to find the books.
When they're out again.
You can find this book. We hope to have new copies out in late June. Any bookstore can order it, but you'll find it at Amazon. You'll find it at Barnes and Noble, even in a few Barnes and Noble store. But any cookbook store can also order this, and hopefully you'll see it in some cooking stores later this year as well.
And can you just give everybody where the blog is? Because you guys have a website and a blog,
sure.
Right?
The website and blog is at modernistcuisine.com, all one word, and that's modernist cuisine with a T on modernist.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us.
I just want you to know, in tribute to you, I'm going home, and I'm going to do some duck fat shooters.
Fantastic.
I'm
all right, Chef, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right, so goodbye to Chris Young and hello to John Coco.
Who comes with Bloody Marys.
John is the sommelier at the Kennedy Center Rooftop Terrace Restaurant, and he's in to talk about it. You guys have a big event. You do monthly events, yeah?
Yes. Next Wednesday on May 11th, we're in our sixth monthly wine and cultural.
Not next Wednesday.
Wednesday the 11th.
Don't scare me. Yeah. It's going too fast.
May 11th.
May 11th.
Following Wednesday is our Virginia Marketplace, exploring the roots of the Old Dominion. And this is part of our monthly wine and cultural celebration tasting series, something that we started back in September of last year. And it's been very popular. It's a new twist on tasting experiences where we combine a whole atmosphere of music and food and wine and cultural celebrations to really just round out the overall experience of having a tasting event.
So why Virginia? What made you decide to go that route?
I have personally a big passion for promoting Virginia producers, whether they're distillers or brewers or winemakers.
What about all the D.C. winemakers? None of them.
Well, we're seeing a big push for eat local and drink local over the past 5-10 years, and there's a lot of great products coming out of the Old Dominion, and why not celebrate them and explore them on the D.C. market?
Well, you got some of them, like Barbersville, are really internationally known now. And
sure. Yep.
So tell us about some of the people you've culled together.
Mm-hmm. In this particular event, we're featuring a couple of breweries. We have Star Hill Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Thompson, the head brewer, will be there. We've had Star Hill as our intermission bar beer and available in the Roof Terrace Restaurant at the Kennedy Center since I came on board last May.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dominion Brew House, which is, I believe, the oldest brewery from the Old Dominion, from Virginia, will be represented. For wineries, we've got Whitehall Winery. Michael Panzak, chief winemaker, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Whitehall's Viognier and Cabernet Franc on her wine list for about 10 months now, and very widely received. A lot of surprised people that have tried it have really enjoyed it. Exactly. Boxwood Winery will also be there.
Boxwood's everywhere. Yeah. I see them everywhere. They're a good winery.
They're a lot of fun. You know, it's Jack Kent Cook's place, his association with the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And
better he should still own the Redskins.
He owns the Redskins? Or he owned it?
And,
he's dead.
No. Well, John Kent Cook is dead. Jack Kent
Cook.
Sorry.
Am I killing
John Kent
somebody
Cook is very much
dead?
Alive.
Oops, sorry.
She
but I know Rachel.
Know
I don't know anything.
But I guess he's a big Bordeaux fan because all their wines are Bordeaux varietals, mm-hmm. and they do a great job with their blends.
I've actually been out to the facility.
It's beautiful, isn't
gorgeous.
It?
Gorgeous. Yeah. It's magnificent.
Well, I got a question for you, because you've got more. You've got butchers and cheesemongers.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
So who else is coming in?
Well, we've got, of course, Barbersville will be there, and I'm really surprised or excited to have Catoctin Creek Distillery, which is Scott Harris and his wife Becky's distillery out in Percival, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's the first distillery in Loudoun County since Prohibition.
Wow.
And they're making some really cool brandies out there. They've got a product called Perugia,
mm-hmm.
where they take Doug Fabioli's pear port and they distill it and make a pear brandy out of it.
Oh, fun.
So a nice little collaboration, and that's what we're seeing in Virginia now, is a lot of communication between winemakers and brewers and distillers, all just sharing secrets of what's working, what's not working.
So are these people who have been back in the woods for 50 years, with their speakeasy and their little barrel boiling over thing, and they found out that Prohibition is over?
The moonshine has come down from the hills.
Yeah, a bunch of moonshiners.
Well, so now when people come to the event, give us a little walkthrough. What will it feel like?
It's very informal. Okay. The whole reason why I created this event is for folks to have an opportunity to just open access, pick the brains of these wonderful artisan makers, and we've got music there. We've got Jay Smith from Middle Distance Runner and Ryan Walker from the Beanstalk Library, which are both local Virginia bands, supplying some tunes, and our executive pastry chef, Ben McCormick, will be displaying all his sweets and treats. So it's an overall just sensual celebration.
So will it be outside or inside the dining room?
It'll be inside the Roof Terrace restaurant. And
so you've got such those magnificent views.
God willing, we'll have some nice weather. We'll open up the doors and people can spill out onto the terrace. It's one of the most beautiful places.
I didn't know you were having bands, too. Do you think my band could get a set?
Oh, God.
You want to do a little sit down with us?
No, yes, please, God,
sure.
No.
60-year-old doofuses, we're
right.
called. All right, no, one quick question before you go. Because I read that you have Mary McDonough, who is from the Waltons, who's in there doing a book signing.
Yep.
Will she say the iconic, good night, Maul, good night, Paul, good night, Billy Beth Daughter
Girl. She's going to have to.
Good night,
Grandpa. Yeah, no
good night, Bucky the Cow. Good night.
Yeah, Lessons from the Mountain, what I learned from Erin Walton was her character on the Waltons, and she's got a big fan base here, of course, Walton Mountain down in just south of Charlottesville. So
it's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's wild.
It's gonna be fun. It's all about celebrating Virginia.
All right. Well let's go to break.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Thank you for the Bloody Marys. Are you gonna be making Bloody Marys there?
Yeah, that's actually Bloody Mary with Catoctin Creek's white rye. It's 100% rye. So.
Oh my God, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm a Bloody Mary fan suddenly. All right. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're digging into Bloody Marys. We're gonna talk more National Harbor in just a bit. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street.
Rise and shine with Founding Farmers. Choose from farm fresh eggs, blueberry buckwheat pancakes, stuffed French toast, waffles made to order, an amazing array of side orders like thick cut bacon, fresh grilled sausage, yogurt parfaits, and house made jams and jellies with Intelligentsia coffees, tea salon teas, fresh hand squeezed juices, and eye opening libations. You've got a real breakfast. Founding Farmers, 1924 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. See the menus and make reservations directly at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-0351 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-0351. 1-800-500-0351. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nikki and I danced to this at our wedding. This is a great song, whatever this is. All right, you're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Before we get back to John Coco, I just want to thank the people that make this show possible, our sponsors and friends, Georgetown Bagelry, all the Neighborhood Restaurant Group. What was that? All the Neighborhood Restaurant Group restaurants, Rustico, the two of them, Evening Star, Tallulah Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse,
Birch
and Barley, and Church Key. What, are you my echo?
I'm the echo.
Founding Farmers, Farmers and Fishers. Hello to John Arroyo. A shout out to him. A big shout out to the Modus Hospitality people and Notte Bianchi, Dish and Circle Bistro. And our newest sponsor, Charles Schwartz and Son. And a shout out to our buddy Adam Hurst. And only he knows why we're shouting out to him.
Why are we shouting out to him?
Because he's a good man.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Adam. Let's get back to John Coco. John,
Let's just give everybody the 411.
Like, sure.
Where to buy tickets, how much it cost, when, where, the whole thing.
It's Wednesday, May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Roof Terrace Restaurant at the Kennedy Center. You can go to opentable.com and buy tickets there, or you can call 202-416-8555 is the direct line to the restaurant.
And how much are tickets?
$40 per person.
Okay.
And the book signing from Mary McDonough is actually free. You can go and get a book signed. I believe they're $25 each for the book. But it's a great night. It's going to be a wonderful atmosphere. Lots of great food, music, tons of libations.
$40 is a good deal.
Yeah.
That's great.
We want to keep it affordable for everyone and keep it fun and casual.
Will she tell us if Grandma and Grandpa Walton were really a couple off screen?
I'm looking forward to the Insider Secrets myself.
I was going
to
say, I never even watched
I heard they were hot for each other. I just want to know.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for coming in. Greg, we're going to go back to you. What did you just pour?
Oh, gosh. I think I passed you Rum Punch from
that was Rum Punch?
Cruisin' Number 9.
Okay, what is Cruisin' Number 9?
It's their new spice rum. It's fantastic. It's Cruisin' Rums, and they have all their flavors. They'll have all their flavors at the show.
Okay.
And they're taking over the beach at National Harbor. If you're used to seeing the...
Where the Giants coming out of the...
The Awakening.
The Awakening
is coming
fabulous.
Out. So on one half, we have a rum bar, and on the other half, we have Land Shark Lager.
Okay.
And they have the other half of the beach. And lots of steel drum music. It should be fun.
Is that the beach lounge? Is that what the whole thing is called?
That is the beach lounge.
Cool. Fun.
And there will be lovely tables and fun things there.
Should I come in my Speedo or just...
No. People will be eating.
All right, so let's just give everybody sort of a 411 on like Saturday and Sunday as far as like cooking demos and things they can see. Because I think we've absolutely covered... All the good drinks that are going to be had.
I don't know if I can get to the Great Grapes Festival today. Drinking too much early in the morning. The show, there's tastings all throughout. We've actually taken over both piers. If you're used to coming to this event in the past, we've taken over both piers.
Mm-hmm.
We've also taken over Lot G. So the show was about two times the size that it has been in the past.
Wow.
The tasting theater, the Viking Cooking Stage, will be there, and we have chefs that are coming in from all over the place, and you just have to go to our website to see all of those chefs. They're all wonderful.
Well, because you have both local and national chefs.
Local,
you have the chef from
chefs.
Cooking Light,
we have
chef
a fantastic,
from Citizen Kane.
MC is going to be there on Saturday. This Nikki girl, she's so great.
Yeah, I'd like to know why she's always the judge.
I'm not judging. I'm MCing.
Yeah, that too.
She's going to wear a Speedo.
Don't hold back. Tell us what you really think.
Yeah, really? No. So, the stage itself is just a fantastic location. We then have, we also have food trucks that are coming in from D.C.
Who's coming
in? So we have Bada Bing. We have Red Hook that you guys have had in here before. Eat Walks and Love Bites. They'll all be there, and we've set them up in front of a whole live music stage, and we're playing mostly jazz there.
Fun.
So you're going to have David Bach, a consort. You're going to have Lyle Tizer, who's a guy we've flown in from California.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the beer garden. You have lounges that are built around in different places.
And you actually have a section for kids, too, right?
Huge kids area. So if you want, if you got you can bring the kids. They get in for free. Under 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge things with multiple moon bounces and bongo bouncing things for kids. I mean, all the stuff if they want to play. And the setting is so gorgeous right on the Potomac.
It
I mean,
is.
It's so beautiful.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine. And everything's pretty much tinted.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a great art walk with lots of art that you're going to come through in the entrance of the show. It's really beautiful. But
what are
the
tickets?
Tastings. Tickets, they're very reasonable. I think in advance they're $35.
Per day?
On 35 per day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there are other specialty packages. The VIP ticket is 75.
Okay.
And that gets you access to the VIP pier where you actually will have full pours. I mean, people, you can just sit there all day and have a nice relaxing day and drink. It's not really a sampling.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for your professional
Professional drinkers.
Food festival person, yes.
VIP means very imbiber person.
Very imbibed person, yes. That could be a, we hope they don't fall off the pier. We probably should put
I think it means very inebriated person.
There you go. Even better.
They'll be having fun. But, I mean, it's we've got a salt tasting station, so you can try different salts from around the world.
Wow, that'll be fun.
We're building a wine aroma center, which is something that I saw in Burgundy. And I wanted to bring it here, and it basically there's we take some of the scents of different scents of wine, and we put them in huge snifter kind of vessels, and you can go around and smell, you know, what is, when they say, oh, this wine tastes floral.
Right.
You can smell it and see what it smells like.
Fun. So it's like a little education.
A little education, a little tasting,
right.
A little shopping, a little
excellent.
Music.
So now when you buy that ticket, I just want to clarify, because I know it's been different in years past, mm-hmm. and this is the first time you guys have taken it over. When you buy the $35 ticket, mm-hmm. that gets you tastings and
that's going to get you in
drinks.
The door of the show.
Right.
You can come in, you can sample everything in the general admission area. Now,
okay.
The VIP area is separate.
Got it.
But there, and it gets you all of the cooking demonstrations and
talks and stuff.
All the live music mm-hmm. and stuff. There'll be food there to buy, you
okay.
know, as well. And you can, if, you know, if the tasting samples, because we give samples out. We don't, you know, pour a full glass of beer by any means. But you can also buy a beer if you want to. If you like this certain beer that you tried, you could buy
you
it.
You could buy it there.
You could buy it there. And the wine, same thing. You could buy it. You also, the beauty of this show and the license that we have is if you like some of the wines you have, we will have them on special there. And you can purchase by the bottle, by the case, and you can drive home with it. We have
fantastic.
A valet system, so you don't even have to carry it around. You just buy it there, and you can pick it up
like
in
Disney
your car.
Like Disney World.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You pick up your souvenir.
All right.
Love it.
Well, listen, that's May, I want to do it right, May 14 to 15 out at the National Harbor
mm-hmm.
International
6,
Food and Wine Festival.
You can see it online at wineandfoodnh.com.
All right.
It's all over the list.
Drinkeatrelax.com.
All right. Well, if you think we told you a lot about what's going on in D.C., you ain't heard 99% of it. There's so much more to know about. Check out the list, areyouonit.com. It's free to subscribe. It's got absolutely, I mean, it's got hundreds of events and information about restaurant specials. Go there. You can also, I'm happy to say, next Friday at 8:30 p.m. and again on Saturday at 11. Yeah, radio. Very funny. but you can watch us on NBC4's Washington Nonstop. We're back on TV. Check your listing for the system cable, your system cable listing to figure out which channel we're on your system. And you can also follow Nikki on Twitter and on WTOP every Sunday at 10 of 1 to find out what's going on.
Well, today
y'all.
I'll be talking about Mother's Day because it's only a week away.
Thanks for reminding me.
It's got a week today. So if you haven't made your reservations yet, now is
I
your
have
chance.
Made my reservation.
Give me a break. Anyway, I've made the reservation. So
no, you did not.
Anyway, as we do on every show, we want to point out a certain charity. And this week, given what's been going on across our country, especially in the South, we want to give a huge shout out to the Red Cross.
Well, it's just, you know, it's pretty simple. Birmingham, Alabama, and parts nearby got cremated by, I think, more tornadoes in a 24-hour period than have ever been recorded. So it's real simple. You go to AmericanRedCross.org and you can donate, and you should donate, because America is great about helping in all parts of the world when there's a disaster. Now we've got another disaster at
here.
Home, Katrina-like.
Mm.
So open up your pockets and get online.
You can volunteer. There's so much you can do.
All right.
All right. And as we also do on every show, we like to leave you with a little quote.
This is a quote from Tommy Smothers that I may have used before, but I love it since meat was, you know,
prominent
in the show today. Here's a great quote. Red meat is not bad for you. Now, blue-green meat, That's bad for you. And I agree. Hey, thank you. We'll be here all night.
Take care of your waiters. Funny, but okay.
All right, push the veal.
We do. Well, we'll quickly thank our guests, Chris Young, Greg Nivens, John Coco, and Mike Brennan. We had a fantastic show, and next week's show is going to be even better. May is Celiac Awareness Month. We're going to be talking about that, and we'll have Todd and Ellen Gray in talking about their new restaurant, Watershed.
Yeah, and Erin McKenna from Baby Cakes Bakery in New York is coming on. She's got a new book.
Yep, we got to go.
And we got to go. Have a good week.
Have a delicious week.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTOPFMHD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Lifelong Wells Nutritional Hour with the phenomenal Cheryl Wells. This program will feature the fastest nutritional discoveries available, and our special guest will talk about natural healing and prevention methods in caring for your health. And now, here's Cheryl Wells.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing out there? This is Cheryl Wells, and you're listening to the Lifelong Wells Nutrition Hour. I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to be